Company shirts. I don't wear other company items. Mm-hmm. If it's not me, I wear like I ain't gonna wear your name brand on me. That's my thing.
Oh, me neither. Like they always giving away promo. I was like, ooh, something to sweat in.
only one that get away with me, only one I get it is Nike. I do like Nike products in the field. Mm-hmm. I don't care. That's the only logo. That's the main logo y'all may see on me. Everything could be just a meme, a statement, or everything culture. Or y'all, or one of y'all. You know what I mean?
Everything.
Welcome back, my brother Baylor. Boy, we miss you, man. We still miss you, but hey, I be feeling so bad. I be feeling sad. God, be like, I come across a great video, hilarious.
Well, you can send it now.
Well, y'all can send it now, but it felt like a month. I was like, man,
2 days.
It felt like forever. When I tell you, I had to delete that thread, boy. I don't know if it deletes on his side. The stuff that I've been sending in the group chat recently is nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's light work.
Yeah.
I sent him one today already.
Well, he did. He did. He wasted. He wasted no time.
No time. When I tell you, that was the first video that was in there.
And the thing is, it's not like we coming at it like we are mean and then like that. I actually loved a lot of stuff. Like the one I said today, it was like, that's dope. They all got there handling their business, man.
It's the best content ever, man. It's the best content.
You still have a laugh and not be on no hate. Like, I'm gonna laugh
at you, but
it's tough, dude.
Oh, yeah. We just need to, man, what teams are for? We just need, man, you know what we can do? Switch the cover around from the Captain Planet. We get the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I can see that. We can do that.
Michelangelo.
Of course.
I'm Donatello. Hit you with that stick. That rod.
So that leaves Leonardo and Raphael.
I gotta toss that up. That is crazy.
I want to know what this magnificent question is, Shan.
Me too.
Oh, it's gonna make you think.
It's a doozy.
It ain't too much of a doozy. Something light coming from me.
I love double doozies from Great American Cookie. They're delicious.
Sometimes it's too much cream.
It is too. Whoa.
Can I take you home with me tonight?
Oh. You get two stuffed, okay?
Whoa there.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. We're gonna get on out.
I ain't watched the whole thing, but them clips with your boy Young Thug.
Embarrassing.
when I tell you that man doesn't truly know the definition of ratting.
Boy.
Cause he is on there between ratting and pillow talking is fine.
Pillow talking without a pillow.
That's the thing. You pillow talking in the wrong space. You can't be pillow talking in an open concept.
My computer wanted to do an update.
You know how it goes.
I was here though. I was here. I was ready. I had asked Baylor. I had set up before, and it caught me.
We had just finished talking or whatever, so she was ready. Dang, where did you get that shirt from? That's crazy.
It'd be friends. That's crazy. That's crazy work right there.
Right?
Sometimes you gotta stand on it. You can't even fight it no more.
I don't know what you call a dead man. That gonna be the conversation tonight? Like, dead be friends?
Young Thug falls right under that category.
Listen.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you sound great.
Oh, look at the little microphone I have.
Yeah.
That looks like the microphone that's in the photo of my new IG picture.
At least it's the new one. I love that for you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I got it.
Imagine like AI definitely had had this with your new old one.
Yeah. I'm on some murder. Shane, you want to talk about your challenge you did this month?
Oh.
You gonna tell the homies how you
tried to
tell the homies how you tried to jump me?
Try to jump you, okay? Nobody's gonna hurt a little tortoise. You know what I'm saying? Taking his time, being sneaky. So Taylor started this with the first challenge, right? And I was like, okay, I see the numbers. So I was like, okay, cool. He won that one. Then I was like, all right, I was behind him, but he's 3 hours ahead. That's why I always got to think. So I did one for September Walk It Out, and it was supposed to be 25 miles in 22 days. So we really had until the 22nd to get this shit done. And so between him and Juice seeing my numbers and not wanting to be last, it just turned into madness. I was outside every day, even Saturday and Sunday, getting a walk in.
And she was warned. I told her, I said, chill. Chill. I said,
Juice trying to put me at the bottom, and I can't be at the bottom unless I'm on the bottom.
Yeah, see, Juice is a newcomer, so I don't sound good at all either.
I'm just over here chilling.
We got to get our minds out of the gutter.
So when Juice came up behind me, because I did 3 miles yesterday, he did like, I think, a mile and a half over me, and I was like, nah, if we're not recording tonight, I'm going to be outside. So I was outside doing laps. Mind you, one of my neighbors, she in a challenge too. So she was outside. She was like, oh, you doing the challenge too? I was like, yeah. I was like, I can't let them have me in the bottom. It's not happening.
Now y'all both looking out each other's window. She walking?
Right.
And then she went off and went up to like 22 miles. So I remember she going to the concert. I said, you got to be a different type of demon to go walking after the concert.
No, it didn't happen yet.
I know. I said, so she's done. So now I was like, I don't know Juice. I don't know where Juice stay at. And I really don't know his walking habits, although I do know that he will have a rebuttal for every time somebody walks.
Yeah.
Man, I checked my phone. I was in third place.
You are now listening to another Shambi Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potten spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potten, hashtag Shambi Potten, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotten.com. Now back to the show.
I told Marcy,
nobody want to be that bottom.
I went to Marcy, I said,
some
look
people
at this.
Like to be on the bottom.
Hey.
She said, I looked. Make his position. And they was kind of like, they was like a mile off or something like that.
Yeah.
Man, I got to work. And I said, check it again, brother. Check it again. My dude, it's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm over here on the West Coast. I have that benefit.
I know. It's like 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
So I look, and then he jumped up to 23.
Yeah.
I said, oh, he's a little stinker, isn't he? I said, oh, I'm going to learn you. And I just did 5 that night. And I recorded it.
Damn.
The whole 5 miles?
not the whole 5 miles. It was just, I recorded like a 3 minute clip of me introducing myself to Juice while I was not, while I was doing it. But then I was like, where the hell am I going to post 3 minute content at? So then I just went to Snapchat and did like 30 seconds or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I told Shan, like, I said, chill. Do not activate me.
I was going to chill, but my chill wasn't about you. It was about the fact that you thought he was going to have the pleasure of seeing me on the bottom. And I was like, since we wasn't recording last night, I'm going to be outside. The girls were supposed to be asleep at like 9-something. They peeking through the window at 11-something by the time I was done. I was like, okay, I got 3 miles in.
Mm-hmm. See, so while you was walking, I was actually on the freeway.
I felt you walking. I was like, I know Bella is out right now. I felt it.
Yeah. I'm going walking tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm resting tonight. I'm not going tomorrow either. I'm going to drop on y'all off and come right back in here.
Well, Juice got to finish, though, so.
That's what she's this
competition. I know. I love the competition, though.
The bottom, yeah. Finishing, and shout out to everybody.
Newcomers.
October coming.
All right, so let's get to one of these juicy topics that y'all got enough topics in here to finish out the whole year, just to let y'all know. Y'all trying to cram it in 1 hour, mm-hmm. That ain't gonna happen.
let's see. Do we want to wait for Shan's question? Is that something we?
No.
What's a warm up?
This Shan's question is like us waiting on that Kendrick verse on the Clips album.
It's on there though.
Yeah. Now let's start off with a topic and then okay. Shan, don't forget the question. Don't forget the question.
No, I got it written down.
If there's anything that has to do with food, I'm going to be so upset.
Be hungry.
Man, I just smashed some chicken wings. Oh, my goodness. It's a Vietnamese chicken wings with that. Okay.
I've been having a Korean barbecue lately, and they've been hitting. They double fried their chicken. I don't know fancy. How big that is for us, but it's good.
We rock with it. We can address some in the life of me foolery. Okay, that's a topic.
So what's been going on in your busyness?
Moi? Oh, man. You know.
And when I said this, it's for everybody.
Oh, I thought it was just about you. I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all know I give y'all live updates about my shit.
That is true.
The business thing about me right now is like, I was promoted to supervisor at my place of work. And listen, so I got me a dope team, very tenured, good people. But boy, it's not complaining. It's just like, man, I've always been a leader. Mm. And now it's really on a brother. And I ain't scared of it. You know, I've been a supervisor before and a manager. But boy, it's some things that kid me when people ask questions. Well, why we got to do this? In my head, why do we have to do this? But it's just like, we go do it because at the end of the day, until we get another point, we got to follow through. Simple as that. But I'm still going to be asking questions and getting an understanding. And that's what I said in my interview, too. But other than that, you know, traveling a lot for work, family good, stuff still expensive out here in these streets, you know, for no reason. And yeah, trying to be the best black man I could be. You feel?
I like that.
Need to put out some episodes, you know.
Yeah.
Listen,
you know what I want to do? I want us to put together a big Zoom before the year's done.
I'm with it.
A holiday Zoom, but not on a holiday.
Hey, we need to do like a 24-hour stream or something like that.
Yes. That's
crazy. But I'm actually with that.
Who's editing that? Or is it not going to be edited?
So, I'm not editing. I don't think it need to be it.
Okay.
No, we could hit somebody on Fiverr, depending on how many donations we get.
I think about the idea of like, in 24 hours, there's a lot of things that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, you don't ever want to go to sleep. Because at this point, it's either you're not going to sleep, but if you are going to go to sleep, what is happening that may or may not be great content? Not only for
that's
you.
The thing. We don't know beforehand what's going to be a recordable moment. You just got to be there.
Man, yeah. Ooh, I hope I don't talk in my sleep. I talk, man. If I fall asleep, I don't go fall asleep with my headphones on. Y'all can hear me snoring. Like, oh.
Okay. Oh, I'll be like the symphony in the background. I heard it.
It'd be just my luck. I record myself sleeping and my sleep paralysis kick in.
Right. Boy, like, that we must see TV.
Right. We be
like, can't. Are you going to see it?
Oh my God.
You saying spooky
like,
shit.
You got it.
Nah. But what's up with y'all? What's been new? Gigi, what's been new with you? Hey, hey, when you say you were bartending the other day, I said, I love it. You know, I used to bartend. I need to get back into it. But I like, did you put the girls out? Because, man, that's the best thing for bartending, all I'm saying. Like, you get your tips.
I can tell you that, like, I recently just started, and I love it. Can I get better? Absolutely. However, I've met beautiful women. I met intelligent men. Mm. I like that I be around some black excellence, even sometimes too. And the tips is very good so far from what I've experienced. I don't know the levels of it yet because I'm still like a newcomer. But if there's any place that I could get money and I could just smile and tell you how amazing you are, and I get a tip for that, I am here for it because I genuinely believe it. But now I get like a couple of dollars just to remind you, bring that ass.
Right. Customer service is key.
Yes, it is. Even if you have a bad drink.
Exactly.
I've learned that too. Like, I don't want to say I'm transparent because you want to fake it till you make it. You don't always want to go in there acting like you're the newbie in the spot. I'm in the safe space, so that's why I'm telling you guys that. Mm-hmm. But you want, the same way a man can feel welcome, you want a woman to feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that, and there's certain ways that you talk to men, especially if you know that they are, you know, either an entanglement, relationships, married, or things like that. So you're still able to get good tips, but you can still flirt on the low without disrespecting a woman.
Right, like that. You have to be a good bartender. This could be controversial. I believe you have to be somewhat of a flirt.
Oh, I'm going to go deeper than that. You got to make them feel desired.
Ooh.
Yes, or even like you want to be my friend. Like you want to see what I'm doing after this. I'm going to go home. But if the idea is there, the money is
100%.
Until you find a nigga that follow up.
Yeah, hey,
you say, what's how you get off?
What's old boy from Players Club?
Trying to get her apartment.
Melvin, what's his name? Yeah. Calvin, whatever his name was.
Crazy. So you see what happened was, I got to go home to these kids.
What you doing here?
But I've been enjoying it. The only thing that I can say the downside, just in this situation for sure, is that like it hasn't been consistent enough and it's not scheduled properly. Mm-hmm. And so what I've been finding out is that like I'm getting like the last minute phone calls. And sometimes I have things that I want to do, but do I want to spend the money or do I want to get the money? Mm-hmm. But I still think on a professional level, if this is something that I really want to do, I would like to have like a set schedule, something that's more consistent, something that I can plan and know that like, hey, I'm bartending today. Not within 3 hours of the day, like, hey, Gigi, can you bartend? Like, I don't like that. Because I'm not a child. I have a life too. But at the same time, I'm probably going to say yes to it. Because it ain't about the money.
But it's also one of those things where if they don't get together, there's always other places that'll get together as long as you have the experience.
And see, that's where I'm trying to build that up. And I am like one of those like amateur bartenders. So no, I don't have no certificate, but I can pour you a drink though. And with Google and AI, I can definitely create any drink that you want as long as I can Google it or use AI. You're going to figure it out together.
Babe,
you're
going to
love it.
I don't know how we got here, but...
I thought that's not... That was too much.
You know, you ain't on your phone. Yeah, I mean, you on the phone or the computer?
No, I'm on the computer.
You must don't see Shan. You must don't see Shan.
I'm looking at Shan, but she already knows. Like, I've spoken to her about it.
Am I the only one seeing this? Is something wrong with me?
No, I've been looking at how clear this nigga Drake camera is.
Hey, macking it, you know.
It is crazy.
Yeah. But still, we just gonna ignore all that. I think okay. You nothing wrong with you, Gigi. You are fine.
I'm
okay?
hoping that you are fine. That part of it is like
when we replay this, y'all gonna see what I'm talking about. Okay.
I'm gonna play that.
Back to space and give drinks.
But I agree with Shan though. That's what I said earlier. Like when listen.
How many people will come there just for a drink? How you pour it?
Yeah, I pour it right. Like that issue like that I learned was I pour it. I just gotta get the recipes together. I am thinking that like in time, like as I'm getting comfortable with and maybe just getting my certificate so I could like kind of go to different places.
It ain't nothing to get your certificate. Just certificate. Well, how much your certificate up there? How much would it be?
I don't know. I never had to look for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Because I never had.
Go ahead, continue. I'm listening.
But I'm hoping that it's not that expensive. But if it's not, if it is, I just feel like that's just an investment in me. But going forward, I think that I do want to expand it. I don't want to do it for too long, but right now, it definitely fills up some downtime that I have, and it's definitely giving me money in my pockets that allegedly that I don't have to report. But that's just my business.
Yeah. I think he changed what you had to report.
I'm looking up now. You're in New Jersey, right? Well, you're in a certain place up north, correct?
God damn it.
I mean, you might as well.
Y'all sign out. New Jersey, not small.
Yeah. You know, she's in East Orange.
Yeah, you can get it. I'm looking. It may be like they say it can go up high, but listen. Because I got my certification when I was like 21. I think younger than that. Because I was serving. I had my license to serve here in Texas. It's different. But we didn't pay any more than $20 back in the day. Yeah, like, it's not that much.
But I did have seen it on Groupon. But again, just to know that I've been able to have the opportunity and not have to go through that. And I just got like a crash course from another fellow bartender.
Yeah.
And from there, I've been living my best life. And I, as long as I smile and I turn around a few times, I'm going to be okay.
Mm. Is that okay? That's maybe why she wasn't getting what you were saying, Shane. You hear me? Oh. But I this is recorded, so I can't say everything I'd be wanting to say at times. But just use your assets, okay? That's what Shane was trying to say earlier.
No, see, and I understand that, absolutely. And that's something that, on both ends of the spectrum, whether it's a man or a woman, like you just,
I'd be up in there in a Santa suit.
Man,
but I would. The only thing I can say is that, like, if you don't want to service people, don't do it.
Agreed. Okay.
Like, it's, I understand, like, the tips, I understand the hours and whatever you can get paid within those hours, but if you're not built to just, if you don't like people, just leave it alone. I don't like bartenders or service people that don't like people. I feel that you don't like people. I don't want to be part of.
I remember there was a dude on TikTok say, y'all be want to come up there and want to smile. You don't want us to smile. Like, you a waiter and you are serving people. You're a front-facing person. That's part of your job. Right. And he listened. I remember a comment. And I'm like, because he legit said, you don't know what I've been through today. Why I got to smile? My brother could have just got in a car crash. Then don't go to work then.
Take off. PTO is real.
Yeah, you going to make my day bad because your day bad? What kind of sense does that make? What are you even here for? I can go get the... I could walk up to the front and get it myself. But I was going to tell you, the way I... If I get back into bartending, because this is what I used to do. I do my own bar. I do solo. I would put something on like... Do they still have Craigslist? They probably still do. I'll put myself out there. I'm just letting you know when you're doing bartending. Facebook. Okay, Facebook, yeah. Twitter, whatever. Put it out there. But when I tell you, I used to do weddings. I used to be a wedding for like 2-3 hours and make like $400. When you do them private parties,
yeah, some private parties.
That's how I started.
Don't make the money.
When you do them private, but when you get a man, and the thing is, they just
crazy though. I'm not even gonna lie.
Listen, you ain't even got to do a lot. Sometimes they just want you to pour. You got to meet the right people too. All right, when you meet the right people, you just be pouring wine and beer. Mm. You ain't even got to mix no drinks; just wine and beer and water.
Yeah.
And you getting broke off.
Unless you make up your own little Menu. Drink.
But you
put it on the side.
That'd be cool, but you may be doing too much. But you could be extra. They can get you some notoriety. But I don't want to be like this. And this is Pie Fam. Okay, I love y'all. Y'all know I'm, Drake with everything culture. I own it. Love my people. But some of us be asking for too much. That's what I was saying. Some people be, you ain't got Hennessy. It's like you ain't got crime.
People that bother the DJ.
The same exact people. I used to DJ too. Same exact people. And you know your tip jar could look butt naked out there. The people who ask for the most tip the least. Mm. That's something I learned in the world. That's what retired me. I got so mad one time. I did like 2 back to back. I was like, oh, y'all got me messed up. I said, listen. Mm. It's like when it's hard. Because it's one of those conversations that I don't want to have in front of everybody, but it's a conversation our people need to have with one another. Okay. I used to grow up hearing that I don't bartend in certain people's parties because they take advantage of it. And I was like, you're being biased. You're being prejudiced until this shit happened to me a few times. And I'm like, yeah, that ain't what's up. That ain't what's up. I'm talking about work me to the bone. You ain't been there, GG. Hey, you started sweating? Could they start working? The line wouldn't stop.
Yeah, like I work in a space where we have air conditioning. The air conditioning stopped after 20 people. Like you don't feel the air conditioning anymore after 20 people. So I'm definitely there. And with my establishment, like there's only one bartender that happens every session. So like,
yeah,
I would be by myself. And then sometimes it gets crazy. And then people would be talking to me like, hey, you remember my drink? I said,
hell no. That's why you do that beer and wine. Michelob.
And I was okay with that in the beginning. And then they got into the point where now they wanted mixed drinks. He was saying sex on the beach. They wanted rum punch, honey punch. And I was like, okay. But I like the challenge.
Speaking of Henny, there's a bottle of Henny in my house. It's not getting drunk.
Okay, you want to send that to me?
It's already open.
It's okay, girl.
No, that ain't gonna stop nobody.
Wrap that up. Ain't no reason to waste it. You know what? Keep it when I come visit. And even though that's not even my forte, but why would you let it waste?
Party at Shan's house. Man.
Listen.
It'd be too wild.
A time.
And we got a backyard. I'm outside.
Yeah.
Who's bringing the frisbee?
What about you, Stan?
What about me? My feet hurt. My feet hate me. My nipples are free to roam the earth once again. I'm going to the gym soon. I'm being in the gym. Kind of risky for the men. You know, different type of lady in the gym. After the gym. I have to train myself to go straight to your car. Don't look at nothing.
It's like that.
It's horrible energy to be single after the gym for me.
Horrible energy. Gotcha.
I don't think it's horrible. I just think you just need to find a good outlet to have it come out. It's just the idea that you don't have to.
Yes, but
Or go to a certain gym in a certain area.
It's like, I have a friend that she can't go to the gym because she get too turnt just watching the people work out at the gym.
Oh, no.
She won't even go.
All right, that's a problem.
What friend is that? This is a...
A woman. Yeah, like... It's a woman.
Yeah, that's all I like, people. Yeah, no, this is a woman, my guy.
Yeah, like, she can't... She realized, like, she just can't go to the gym. It just gets her too worked up while she's there that she can't focus. And she just rather just figure it out.
Oh, wipe that seat off and be finished with it.
That's it. Gosh. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But, yeah, that's what I'm focused on. I'm waiting for it to go cold. But I might go earlier because I have, like, days off. And then Anya might go with Ari this weekend to her dad's house, which is, like, time for me to do whatever I want.
I just saw see her face. Like, she's excited to, like, be alone to be at the gym so she can be at, but get back home.
Because, you know, I don't know, y'all, it's videos out there that women, once again, you will get a, you will reach a certain peak if you're working out, like, abs and things of that nature. You know, that happens. So, it's women to be working out at the gym and they bust the O. At the gym from working out.
Have I ever? What?
Like, y'all, listen, it's more common than y'all think. It's like, you know how you have a runner's high?
I don't know nothing about that. I hate running.
It's a lifter's O. How about that?
I can understand that. Because endorphins that are released, like, once you break through that one stage and you get it, it's like, and then there's also, like, there's a little bit of rubbing depending on, like, how I can, you know what? I don't want to get there. I wasn't there, but I feel like I could be there. I think I could be there.
Yeah.
I feel like,
thing like Jamie Lee Curtis.
That could happen.
Oh my God. No.
I'm screaming.
Spandex.
Wipe off your seats, please. Jesus.
Y'all women are diabolical, too. I just want to say that real quick. It's been a lot of ladies showing their hormones out in public recently. I just want to put that out there.
Oh.
You don't think that's a compliment
innocence
to the men?
Hmm.
I can't even say to the men. I don't give it a compliment. Sometimes it's like, that's a tad bit inappropriate, man. Listen, I'm different. I don't mind some things, but for me to step back and grab, clutch my pearls, that's...
What was happening?
Man, I just be on Twitter. I just be getting down like that. Even on TikTok now. I'm like, y'all just, you know, super horns. Okay.
I think that's your algorithm, but I'm not going to judge you.
Man, let me talk to y'all about this damn algorithm. I'm sitting down. I show Boo a funny video in the bed. We're on the TikTok FYP. My FYP ain't ever popping like it'll pop every now and then. Like, it'll have a, ooh. You know, about every 20 swipes. Man. Titties. I'm like, God, stop it. Stop. She looked, oh, this what you on TikTok for? I said, I promise you it's not like this. It'd be a lot of political stuff and people telling story times. But when I tell you, like, at least 7 swipe ups. Bazongas.
Please tag me in.
You know how they be.
Hey, let me tell you. So, recently, a lot of people know that my account got hacked.
Mm.
Don't know if I get it back or not. It's, you know, it's whatever. But prior to my account getting hacked, anytime I press that search button,
oh, that search button crazy on IG. Crazy.
My algorithm is filthy, okay? When I tell you, Marcy be like, she'll look over, I'd be like, just look, man. This is just what it is. It's embedded, but now I got a new page. Everything's all positive, sports.
Now he's bad times for now.
Inspirational quotes. I can go to that search button with no problems. But TikTok is the worst, though. Once they see you look at two videos that's similar, it's over. They got you.
They got you. Like this. Let's pull out the back. Listen, I just went to IG. I don't know what I've been liking on IG. I'm seeing boxing and weightlifting a lot more and some sneakers. But man, my IG used to be, say, they must have switched something. Maybe because of your account. They made you, I'm going to blame it on you.
Mm. For the men out there that's married, and y'all married to women that get on y'all about y'all FYs, you know, you gotta learn how to switch it up. So like my brother said, boxing, weightlifting and stuff like that. What I did was the cheat code. I like a lot of food content.
To break it up.
Go find the women that's dressing half naked and cooking. You can argue it. It's a good look. Trust me. I came across this one page and she wears an apron. Quick
flashing. I already know what you're talking about.
Clever. Clever. And to the women out there, hey, when I tell y'all, the silhouette does more than the actual image sometimes.
I'm glad you put that sometimes behind it.
Less is cool, but you gotta have the curves in those spots to get away with it. But man, you know how many times I've seen somebody just tighten up their muumuus or tighten up their gowns, and it's like, oh, yeah, Marcy, come look at this pajama set.
Let me get you too. What color you like?
What was the other day? Baylor said a question in the chat. He was on a ride. Let me tell you that he was on a ride. Okay, he was talking about if your significant other would allow you to subscribe to something. Okay. But don't have at first I thought he was just talking about to talk to somebody. I said, so basically go to therapy. That's basically what you're describing. But then he said, oh, it'd be a little bit more, you know, taboo with it. And man, I like, nah, be cool. You know, I wouldn't want to do nothing like that. But then when he brought in the stockings, I like, you suck. I'm like, that sounds great.
So Drake, in your case, what you're saying is not only do you have to do the audio, but then you have to do the visual. Because you can't see the stockings through the audio.
Oh no, I'm a visual. Like audio cool, but I know what I am. Okay. I is who I is. I have a burner for a reason.
Let's go around the table. How much are we spending monthly?
Oh, dang. Not it.
Not it.
I'm going to say, wait, you're saying that I'm spending it on somebody to watch their OnlyFans?
Yes. How much would you, and look, hear what I'm saying. This is not just anyone. This is one that you want to subscribe to. Like, you know that the content that you're going to receive is well worth whatever price you put on.
That's bad.
That comes with visuals. That comes with messages. That comes with one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like I'm a little bit long.
I'm too frugal.
If I can't have it in real life, I don't want to see it.
I'm just saying, I think my phone allegedly may have enough content that I don't need to pay for no content. Like, and if I have to pay,
better if I have never to pay charge
to see it.
Her phone always on 22%.
Memory tight. Every time she takes a selfie, she got to delete something.
She dogging that battery at 11:53 p.m.
I just don't. I don't see me unless like I'm just supporting somebody because I know them.
Yeah, DJ Kid Capri.
No, thank you. But I would support somebody. They want me to support them, But it was just like, you'd be my friend. I don't want to see it. But I would support you if that was something that I needed, if you wanted me to do, or if I was able to do. But for me, I'm not. There's no price range.
Remember this when I do my beard OnlyFans, okay? I'm about to find a way.
Slow motion. I would support you. I would definitely support you for at least a year, depending on how much you charge.
Okay.
I would definitely do that. But I'm good off the OnlyFans. I even think about sometimes if we talking about, that's okay. I answered the question.
Come on, PG, we all family here.
We scared.
We already scared.
We being timid.
No, it's not even about being timid. It's just like, I wouldn't pay for that. Like, I'm not going to pay.
What is that?
For porn.
I thank y'all for subscribing to Everything Culture, by the way. We greatly appreciate it.
After I said that. Commercial. Like, if I'm going to do that, then I'm definitely going to probably, for me, I'm going to just say this as a female. I think I'm okay. I'm good. So, who's next? Because I answered it.
Why people subscribe to a particular person doing that said thing for their career. I don't care to see the same person over and over again.
Right.
All right, since y'all want a cat, let me find out that one of my neighbors
gotta pay.
I'm sorry. Let me tell y'all, I'm that type of husband. My pillow talk game, phenomenal. Okay? Here's the thing. I am Young Thug's mentor. Hey, what you say, B? So look, let me tell y'all.
Hello?
It's not about, y'all know, y'all been recording with me for years. Y'all could tell me something, I'm going to forget. You know that for a fact.
Fact.
If I go to court, I'm not lying.
I don't know who Brandon is. D713. Is that a battery?
Thanks. And that we appreciate that.
Okay. But if you call me and be like, it's first of all, if you do this on FaceTime, if you look both ways, okay. I'm going to listen. If I find out that one or a couple of neighbors got an OnlyFans page, $20, they can have it for at least 2 months. They can get 40 up out of me.
Okay. Investing like $20 for OnlyFans, crazy.
That's a lot.
Because you don't understand. On Saturday, I've taken my daughter to four of them. I've taken her to birthday parties in our community.
Right? Yeah, I got a little nervous. Go ahead.
No, because I get to see, most of the time when your kids come home from school, they like, this person's having a birthday party. This person having a birthday party. And then when you get there, you see all the other parents that you don't normally see or halfway seeing, like when they drop them off or pick them up. But now you get to see them outside of school pickups and drop offs. And then that's when you find out, y'all got some housewives of, going on. Hey, I need to know what's going on in my neighborhood. Okay.
Maybe. So that's all he's saying.
Every time I walk in the neighborhood, I need to know, y'all nasty in there.
Are y'all nasty in there?
I pay $20 to know that.
Hey, when y'all invite me over, y'all having a Halloween party. I need to go use the restroom. Because I want to walk past that nasty room y'all got. Y'all got one of those nasty rooms.
I can't see. Bailey, the neighbor, we can't invite over. He's looking for stuff. That's why, listen. You got to put stuff up.
Hey, first of all, I don't trust my neighbors. I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody because I didn't saw too many documentaries. When they hide right in front of you, those are the ones you need to watch out. So everybody that I see, I'm watching y'all. But no, I mean, you know how it is. We are people who were born and raised in, less fortunate areas and stuff like that. We've done great for ourselves. We moved out of the hoods. Best way we can. in those cleaner and safer, quieter areas, it'd be a lot of stuff going down.
Some shit.
It'd be a lot of stuff going down. So if I know that y'all be swinging from the ceiling on Saturday nights,
what's the problem?
I need to know. I need to know.
Maybe we just liked it being gymnastics. That's it.
Man, that's all you said at the forefront.
Interesting.
Right?
Me? No, I ain't. I don't know if I don't pay for it per se. I'll be supportive to my people if my boo had one. Like, I'll subscribe to wifey's. You know, I would say that.
Okay.
I'll
be. I'm sorry to cut you off, but like, so what would be the content that you would be okay with if she had one?
I'm different. Like, I'm just gonna say that. She knows that about me. She knows since day one. Like, I ain't one of those. You don't wear that stepping out. Ew, I got a framed up in a bikini that people, if you looked at my phone when I be live, if you look close enough, like, it, hey, that's me right there, okay? But, I don't know, being said, like, I support people if you want to get out there, do subscriptions, and even the conversations. Some people, listen, if I was allowed to do so, if I had the permission, I not so much about visual, but I know a lot of women need the intimate, like, conversations, like, because some men, like, they want that, you know, I know the girlfriend feeling, okay?
Drake being super, he doing super careful right now.
Oh, but hey, watch me work, okay? Wordsmith in this building, baby. Yeah, so a lot of women need that, a boyfriend or just somebody to give them some affection to talk to. Check on them, you know, somebody ain't on the weird stuff and things of that nature per se. And even though she ain't like, if it ain't real, I don't want it. Some people want it if it's real or not. You feel me? That's how a lot of people have careers now. Okay.
That's how a lot of people be getting engaged when the other nigga locked up.
Talk about it. But man, like for instance, like if I could, like a legit cuddling service, nigga, I'm one of the most cuddling people that you know. I'm hard and I'm.
She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside. Under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
I'm soft, okay? I am great. Hey, take it how you like it, okay? Combination. Just saying, people need intimacy. People, that is a human nature connection. And I think we've talked about it a long time ago. If people was able to release, I think we'll have less for crime, violence,
traffic,
road rage. You know, all I think we have a better word, but some people don't understand it. You got to some people need to get some people need to tap into getting tapped into.
And I feel like that's why relationships today with people who are born past a certain age are short term, because nobody wants to stick around and figure out what the fuck you like.
Okay, well, she, what's their age then? Where do that start at?
When you want to figure out what somebody like?
No. If I'm not mistaken, are you saying there's a certain age group?
Like, we were...
Are you talking about the kids that were born in the 90s?
Yes.
Okay, now we talking. We cooking.
Because I feel like we have a different understanding of music.
I was about to say, why this nigga pick up smoking?
I got mad. Of what it is to have a good time.
You know, when you talk about this, you got to pick up something.
There's a curiosity that fulfills us to be able to push somebody's buttons, and we the only people that can push that button. But everybody's on some, let me just do this and let me just do that, and ain't nobody telling the truth about what their experience is. So whatever you do with a person, they gonna probably leave and think it was top tier when it was down here, and he don't know or she don't know because you're not even tapping in.
This is one of the very few times I'll ever say this. This is the first time. Like, what the hell are you just talking about, Shane? I'm completely lying.
Well, just like surface fucking or surface dealing with people when they have
a whole different
level of who they are, but you're not staying around long enough to tap into that.
I agree.
People, I mean, that could be so many different reasons, though.
Yeah.
Do you believe that it's the person that went in there and left and thought they was like Mighty Mouse, or is it the person that didn't say
something? I think there's a responsibility for me to tell you, that sucks.
Well, I need to go into it thinking I'm going to go in great and I'm going to leave in great. And unless you tell me different, I was the greatest of all time.
But that's the thing. Some people don't give a fuck to tell you where it was really what it was.
Do you think that's more women or men?
Both.
I think it's both. So
this generation, I say it's both.
We got a lot. We got a lot of microwave connections.
You got to be comfortable with yourself too. A lot of people are not.
Yeah. Agreed. But they go. That's all I'm talking about. The intimacy, that relationship, that connect. People are plugging into one another without a true connection.
Yes.
Okay. Your OnlyFans will end up getting stalkers.
But that's the thing with
something information out there.
Like, listen. I would support someone's OF without paying subscribing to it myself. I'll retweet your stuff all day. Mm-hmm. All right, I see what you're doing, but I never get this one. I've seen it happen a few times. Okay, a woman that have pretty massive chest, mammary glands. I think that's what you call them. They're like, I can't stand men who like big boobs.
She's just looking for content.
What we doing here?
Attention.
Yeah.
And but that's so distasteful, because it's like me, if I'm out here, making beard videos, I hate when women like just beards and that's it. Do you know what your core audience is, man?
Mm-hmm.
It's going back to what Gigi's saying too. Not saying what we were talking about earlier. I believe what that is at the end of the day is good customer service.
Yeah. A lesbian fan base, the bulk of it might be straight men.
Speak on it.
Or straight women.
That's non existent.
No,
I'm telling you, if you're a straight, look, the point of being straight by gay is what you're attracted to.
I get it, but I also believe that in our society, just like one set is more accepted than the other set, I think a lot more women have been conditioned to be okay with, or even more comfortable, because even Marcia tell me, if I see a good looking woman, I'm going to say she's a good-looking woman.
Thanks.
Drake has never said that. Drake has never said that if I see a good-looking man.
Because I'm the only good-looking nigga you know.
That's what...
Thank you so much for checking out this Pod Fam episode. We have Baylor from BTG for President Podcast, Drake from Everything Culture Podcast, and Gigi from Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, and me. You know where to find me.
Well, you know,
but I feel where you're coming from. The thing is, it's a difference because she's given a compliment. You feel me? She's not truly attracted to it. So my assumption, the thing is, when you start being aroused by women and you're a woman, you're not straight anymore. Okay.
If you throw liquor in the mix, I can't say based off experience. Yeah. I've seen women get that liquor and look at another woman across the room and be like, okay.
I ain't never got drunk. I've never been inebriated and looked at any man and be like,
That's what I'm saying. You proved my point.
I ain't never had that. But the thing is, some women don't have that either. But it's a lot of women who are like that. Okay, and that's fine and dandy. But the definition of gay. I think it's sexually or romantically attracted to people of one's own sex.
I think it's opportunity because there's an episode on the revamped Fresh Prince series, right? There's an episode. Damn. Okay, I don't want to say it now.
Listen, I want to get on my Young Thug tirade. I love gay people. Gay people work for me. What?
Now I'm talking about.
My thing is, if you're attracted, I just put a tweet today, I think. We got to start using words, the definition of the words proper. This is the definition of that. You know, that is no running from it. And there's no shame to it. It is what it is, baby. But the thing is, if you're attracted to sexually or romantically attracted to someone of the same sex, that's gay. And that's okay.
I have a question then.
See.
What about the action? Because, like, you can see a scene on any platform or whatever, and you don't see the fake. You just know that there's a person there. But you know that you like it. Hey.
Does that make you now gay when you realize that it could have been a man?
Like, I just feel like it's not always about
when I be on my burners, Gigi.
I believe that there are women. Listen, before I
would stop being stroke on my swipe. I promise you,
but you were stroking it when you didn't know.
No, but the thing is, I would stop. So I like no, because I promise you, if that individual before I know have a strong jawline. I'm like,
You just see it. I talked
about this on my burner, okay? I would stop and I would go through that whole person's media until I see some lips, okay? And if I see,
That's a lot of investment to have.
Do you think I would drag this thing out? But do you understand that could happen ever? But once again, when they come in misleading to it, but that's the point. I know what I am, and that's how strict I am on me. And people can feel, and that's what I say. You're not going to get me. I just feel like
as a woman, I'm not going to no man's strip club.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Like. I agree with Shan. Like,
I don't want to see a man in a Speedo dancing on stage. I want to see women dancing.
Listen, it's
a little concerning.
There's a certain demographic.
You go to a woman's. I can go to a strip club with women. Okay. Go there, eat chicken wings, and really not pay attention to the stage.
Yeah, but you already know what that is. That's just us being around attractive women as dancing. Yeah,
agreed.
But you're not about to eat those same wings.
Absolutely not.
Wait, I'm gonna tell you that when you say male strip club and you say male review, they are two different experiences.
What is male review?
Male review is they're more masculine and they're more like you can sexualize.
Go ahead, tell them something. Go ahead.
Is it type of man?
It could be. They have different variations. They know women like different things. But I've seen like male reviews and how men with women feel. And I've been to male strip clubs and I know how I felt. Like at a strip club, I know that you don't like what I
got. Women. Yeah.
I feel that. But I know that you know that you have a nice body type. I understand that. You're trying to get this change. You're trying to get this tip. But I know. I actually have a really bad experience where I went to one. I don't want to say it was bad. It was just very interesting, which solidifies my thought, was that he came to me, had $2. And then out of the bachelorette party that I went to, there was one gay man. So it means nothing, but I just would like to say I was the only, you know, the darkest toned woman that was there. And then we had the gay man, which wasn't as dark, but still a gay man. So he went to me, and the same way that he was riding on me, he did the same thing to him. And the gay man didn't even have no tip money. I had to throw him a couple of dollars. I'm like,
you are a good friend.
Because I had to be. At this point, it just certified to me, was just like, I know, I felt that you wasn't about this life, but you want me to believe that you're building this fantasy to me. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't happen in male reviews, but they're more enticed with the woman. Those are the videos that you see when the woman is out there just, you know, doing a guac guac 3000.
You talking those about those dancing bears? I thought you were talking about that. You been one of those?
Those are the male reviews.
Yeah. You been one of those? Hold on.
The man on stage, and he think he a doctor.
Answer his question.
Like, you know, change and stuff. That's the strippers, and that's the ones that be twerking harder than the men.
The male reviews when y'all women be groping on them men.
GG.
Grope on nothing I can't take.
Y'all be GG. No, they be taking it too. They be put very GG. Out. It be that's the stuff that be on. That's the stuff to be on the hub. Okay, you been on that?
Drake asked you a question.
What happened?
A direct question. He asked, okay, have you ever been to a party where a guy was walking around with a teddy bear head on?
Okay, so first of all, you're
putting... Oh, yes, that's the answer. Cool. Cool. That was a very yes or no.
No, you put me in a lot of situations.
Everybody subscribe to Everything Culture.
I'm good at what I do. I'm good at interviewing folks. We don't judge. At the end of the day.
Because you put me in two situations. First, you're saying that I'm going to a party, and whatever party that you're insinuating that I have been to,
I didn't put you in a party. I asked you.
You sure did.
No, I'm just putting, you gave me two questions. One, I have to say that I even went to a party, and two, if I went to a party,
the accent that came out, so you know that she's all that shit. Okay, go ahead.
As soon as they start going semantics,
My bad. Start, let me answer your question. Let me question. I've never been to a party where I've seen a man.
Boy, let me tell you. Don't act little. Don't turn into Lil Woody on me right now.
No, that's okay. True. That's true. That's true.
Okay, since we're here talking about parts, slightly, my question. Okay, so if you were God,
here we go.
How's this the question? Is this the question?
That's where you wanted to go after I just talked about.
How come we go straight from porn to God?
You know, hey, where my Bible at?
Let me see. I'm looking at mine right now. I had to look at
mine right there.
Like, God knows my heart.
We still working on our transition.
I'm screaming.
Our segues. We still working on it.
If you were God, would you move the placement of a pleasure body part somewhere else? If so, where and why?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Shay has been cooking this up for a minute. This was the question. This was the question.
I want to know, why would he put that there where most women don't want to be in it?
Hey, most guys don't want it either.
Okay, who's going first? Me. Okay. Let me tell you, I don't know how we're going to be able to do this, but if I had to relocate, it's going on my hand.
Yo, hand, you tripping.
You'll never work. You can't put it there.
What you mean? I just want to have a glove on.
All the time? You're gonna have to keep lotion on your hands. It's gonna be dry.
No, the thing is, it still will. Like, man.
You gotta replace that glove all the time.
I can't shake nobody's hand no more. No more high fives.
But are you shaking your hand?
Unless you.
And how do you do it? Do you go up and down? Do you go back and forth? How do I greet you now?
This man over here like this.
That's hello, how are you?
Oh, man.
I'll go second. You know, let's fellas, because let me say, I moved the magic button from the area where it's at into my belly button.
I was thinking of belly buttons. And you know what? I appreciate that. Because even though they both stink, you can figure out the belly button.
I clean my belly button.
I'm just saying, but belly buttons can stink too.
I believe you. If you don't think it's stinky, you don't clean it out.
Don't go to jail.
Oh, no. But yeah,
don't sleep on your back.
I would definitely.
You got to sleep. You got to sleep face first.
Because think about it. Where the button is at now? Like I ain't never. I don't know if I ever will experience it. You know, but I ain't heard no negative reviews on it. Once again,
it's like crack, ain't it?
And that's what it may be like. Listen,
they say once you try it,
I can't.
You're gonna be tuning it up ever since. You know what I mean?
Wait, hold on. Watch out, Drake. Gigi coming for me. What you say?
Well, I just want to know, like, cause you sound very like open to it. I just want to know if we can like let Marcy know.
I just told you I'm putting mine on my hand. Oh. So you already know what type of time I'm on. Okay.
I would rather that be on a man between his shaft and the top of his beans. You know what I'm saying? That way, if I'm doing what I need to do, I can hit both at the same time.
What is that? What are you doing? Wait,
I need a better
visual. What motion was that?
I don't know what you did.
Do that again. You were signaling on the airplane.
You want me to bring the mic up and you can use my mic as a thing?
Can I like
directing traffic or something?
You're a player. You're a main player.
Okay.
In between, before you get to
before you start getting to the crease of the gooch.
You know what I'm saying? So imagine if she's doing it the farther away from the gooch. She can hit it at the same time.
Oh, you can still do that. If you just, you know what? It don't even matter. We'll talk about that later.
I need the only cigarettes Drake had.
Listen. Hey, hello.
You could get a 3-for-1. If it was all in the same area,
what's the third one? Wait,
my thing is, I still want you to work for it a little bit because they hit the magic button. You can't, because listen, you can't just go be turning everybody. See, she ain't want it too easy. She want everything to come too easy to her. Okay, so the belly button, you still got to do some nagging in there, you know.
But it's the belly button's
kind of yo, Gigi. I don't appreciate your face, right?
People out in public playing in each other's parts.
Right? I'm just saying.
But the
I'm
thing
just thinking
is,
about somebody like just putting their finger on your belly button now.
But Drake.
Like instead of them like trying to turn you around, like they'd be like, come here, nigga. And they just kind of.
Oh.
Like that man.
That's what's going to happen.
Touching her stomach. I'm just like,
dog. Yes, I love it. my wife got so mad when she saw I liked it. She like, what the hell are you doing?
Wait, no, can I tell you guys that, like, actually getting your stomach rubbed is very, very, like, intimate because, like, you're used to sometimes getting it, like, tickled.
It's the most insecure spot in your body.
But, like, when you get it, like, someone, like, rubbing on it, it's so, like.
You have to do it with rum. Mm.
Listen, we learning so much
tonight. Jamaican white rum? Oh, it's a time.
Yeah, see, look.
Now that's imagine. Not juice in that can.
But listen. Y'all remember the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yes.
Come up and hit you.
Yes.
it gonna give a whole different feeling to them commercials now.
Yes.
Be ready. Don't do it. Like he gonna ice the whole cake. Oh, I'm telling you.
I'm just thinking about those days, especially what we talked about this year.
where you come up on one of those days where you feel like you're not going to make it. That's a cold sight.
Hey, let me tell you.
And you got to be a little spoon.
Before people even know what they're talking about, before you're talking about, listen, I was on the phone with Shan because I was going to talk about the topic before she put it into the chat. And when I finally was able to talk to her, I had just out the blue stomach tripping. And I was like, hey, man, I had to make that conversation real short. I was like, you know, I forgot what I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to hit you. I was like, oh my god, what just? I didn't even eat nothing. That's the worst time when you didn't even eat nothing. Your stomach tripping. Like, what am I? What is even going on?
So how are you going to use the bathroom?
What you mean? Same way.
Me? The residuals, like maybe something you ate yesterday or the day before that still was backed up chilling in the corner.
Oh, see, we are three different stages of this conversation right now. Yeah. I'll tell you that now.
I'm on season three. I was asking Drake how he gonna use the bathroom.
If the spot is in my belly button?
Yeah.
Well, because it's not the same effect.
No, see, you missing what Shan was saying. So, you know, as guys, see, I don't know if you're part of the magic button conversation, okay? You know something that one of the lost members of the, you know, Pi fam, they spoke about this, I believe. Men, like, you know, women, they have several buttons, okay? You know, one, they got like three, okay? You know, they hit them to the, make them hit that high note, okay?
Yeah.
The fellas, we got one specific one that's in a certain door we don't feel comfortable people going into.
Oh, wait.
You got me now.
I'm thinking that's what you talk. I'm thinking you talking about the back cave switching areas to the stomach. But you talking about the button.
Yes.
Switch to the stomach.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm like, you're just going to have a shitty stomach.
No. Just the precise.
That's why I said don't go to jail because you're going to be face to face.
Oh, no. Jesus, no. Oh, no.
That's what I was saying.
That's what you think. I'm talking about the
button. No, Drake
that's
is talking
what I'm saying
about
is the button. I'm not talking about like the back door anymore. I'm talking about the idea that like they don't need to really fight to take it anymore. You sleep on your stomach.
Oh no!
But if you sleep on your stomach, you protecting it though.
No, but they not going after that. They still gonna go to the back door. That's gonna be painful for you.
No, but we'll
take them both at the same time.
Listen, I'm fine. Listen, I want to. One of the biggest things I'll never forget is that video. They shit. You messed our whole system up. Listen, when that dude is that white guy talking about what I used to do, I go into somebody's room, slide them a knife, and be like, well, "You got to fight for your booty hole, boy."
Now, what they say, you're going to fight for your belly button.
Man, hey, either way, it's going to be a fight. That's what I'm telling you. You ain't, I promise you, you can see every, no. You got to get it well on my carcass. You ain't going to get it on just with me. I'm just living. I promise you that. I was talking about the other day, man, I'm too pretty to go to prison. I am the only handsome person I know.
Yeah.
No, listen, I said it was again.
I just don't like the idea of having to use a bathroom for anybody. Like, why are we doing this?
Oh, as a guy, that's normal. You know, we had them long ass latrines that we used to use back in the day. But still use hell.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it go. I'm country. We pee outside.
You hold them open unless I like it.
I'm still mad at Cornbread Dining and Centers. But why you
outside? I was just thinking about that. Why did you have to go that far?
Listen, I was like, go right to the corner. What are you doing way out there?
It wasn't like it was 10 people at a time walking exactly. up.
If you from the country, you know that he's like, that was a little unreal. Nah, if he went to drop the deuce, I understand. Yeah. Okay.
There's no tinkle.
Dropping deuce, I said, "Oh my god!"
He could have shut the door down for a cool minute, and then went back
straight up.
It was already popping.
Yeah, Gigi, where would you put it, Gigi?
I was thinking about it this whole time while y'all was talking. Okay, so I think for like to remove my back door, I would put it in the back of my throat. feel like that's a win-win.
Why are we doing this?
What? You put it where?
Because women can also, like, you know, come anally.
Oh, yeah. He had to be able to hit that.
Yeah, but right. If I can do it in the back of my throat, then I can, like, have this longevity. Like, I want this, too. Like, you want it. And you could just, you know.
Even exchange.
Yeah.
Like that.
That finger scared me.
And then, and then, like, on a man. I think I would keep everything.
And then that's good for women when they are single, too, because they can help themselves.
She's going to choke herself.
Hey.
Did you see the way she was
with a bang.
I think for a man, I think I would keep everything.
No, that's okay, Drake. I'll say it.
Thank you.
I'll say it. I'm sick of this shit. Have y'all ever watched videos of women pleasure themselves?
Just put that out.
No.
You said say it again?
Have you ever watched a video of women pleasuring themselves?
No.
They OD with it.
No.
Like they break the records.
No, there's variations.
There are numerous variations.
That's the ones that, like, are able to do it that way because everybody doesn't like the disc jockey. Some people have to, like, go inside and, like, come back out. And sometimes they want to, they want to go back, forth, and forth like that.
No, I get it. If you scratching or you pulling in, pulling out, whichever you prefer. Okay. The point is that you're trying to get to that spot. Mm-hmm. And when they do get to that spot, it's like they go crazy.
Wow, you're an observer for sure. You could definitely have it. This
hey,
I got to learn.
I'm going to say yes because you want to focus on it. So that's why I thought about the idea of it being in the back of my throat because then at that point, I am the butt.
Your esophagus is going to be like, again?
They're going to have all new types. Let me say, I'm just going like.
I feel like.
I'm going to keep the rest of my comments to myself.
I think it would evolve. But you know what? I'm a lady. And at this point, this is not how life works. So we can't leave that to where it is.
So you had a combination of that. And then a dude who has it on his hand. that's so wild.
I told you.
I can't.
To stop playing with me.
How you put cuffs on?
I'm gonna put it in my suggestion for the little
streaming. Wait. Oh,
O'Reilly. Oh my. You said I don't like. Yeah, you can't lie.
I let the homie slide.
We're recording. This is culture right here. Okay.
No, you're not clipping this.
Drake said.
What, Gigi?
Gigi over here telling us the world politics.
Did you just try to talk over it? Nah.
Drake is like, wait a minute.
Yeah, listen, hey, listen, he's a piece of, I had an auntie. I still have a thing, God. She be singing songs like from her, like Luther Vandross and fucking the lyrics up. I be looking back like.
That's the word that they heard.
I'm going to move his genitals right here and then we go.
like she gave some 40-year-old virgin moves. I'm like, have you had sex? If you didn't have children, I'd be questioning if
virgin. I'm thinking in my head, I said, what is going on? And look, and y'all don't want to subscribe to that or that fans only. I'm paying $20 a month to see somebody.
Okay. I would change their button to their mouths as well.
No. See, you still want to. You ain't got to enter somebody like that. The belly button is fine. But listen. But when I say belly button, Gigi got so much disgust on her face.
So what are you putting in there to hit that?
That's the question.
watch Gigi, because when she really likes something, she started dancing. She said, "I'm gonna put it in his mouth."
Wait. She started. No, you see how big her smile came about? Like, she ain't stopped smiling yet.
I just think it's just beneficial for both people.
No. Shan, you had a question. Can you ask your question again, Shan?
What are you putting in there to hit it?
Oh, my vision.
How it go reach?
It's my juice.
You know what?
Thank you. Subscribe to everything. Okay.
You know, did I say I'm going to stop talking? Listen, because when I start asking questions, because it'd be...
I mean, I could also, like, put my fingers in there if they want to.
Where are we at with the time?
Well, yeah, we got 10 minutes, y'all. We got 10 minutes.
Okay, let's get one more topic in.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with moving body parts, please.
I was going to keep everything the way it is. You guys brought me here, and now we're here.
Gigi say, "Don't let me out. I'm out."
I bet it's alright.
Okay. Well, since we're here, it's being freaky against the law.
I'll say it again.
I asked this question. Freaky, it's like, what? Should being freaky be against the law?
Only if it's towards a person who don't want to do it.
Well, that's consent. Agreed. But I live in Texas, man. Okay. You know, you can't have more. It's illegal to have more than 6 toys in your household.
That's a law.
And y'all still got sending news.
How would they know?
Let's say they bust in your house to find something. Or one of your neighbors snitch on you.
That's crazy. Hey, they running the math lab. No, go check the closet.
Exactly.
I got they OnlyFans. I think they got 7.
Straight up.
Look, forget the math. Look what I got. They got 7. Yo, going to jail for 7 dildos is wild.
Shit over there with hard cross, like, lock me up.
Wait, no. Who gets locked up?
I got 3 right now and I don't use them.
No, Gigi, better question. What if you got 7 roses, but only 5 of them work?
My thing is, but who gets locked up, though?
What you mean? They probably locked the woman up. You know how I go.
That's not fair, because what if he used it?
You know how I go.
What if it's
for him, for her?
Listen.
I didn't approach them.
Like, even with websites, we still don't have certain websites here anymore. Those that, like, the hub, you can't get the hub here in Texas.
Well, everyone in China on there still.
I be telling people, y'all don't know what be going on in Texas. Texas is like, ooh wee, boy. Like, yeah, it's blocked out down here. Like, the hub, the hamster, and the something else. Like, they would be like, you have to end your driver's license.
But even with that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
If you need to borrow mine, like, allegedly, I won't do it, but if you need
it. Appreciate it. Because, listen, I was looking for a certain video, not for any type of extracurricular activities, but for research. Because they were like, this person here be going ham. I'm like, do they? I'm that type of curious at times.
Let me see.
So what do you have then? Is it an XXNX?
As your step-in lawyer.
Thank you. Cause my dumb ass is about that. Well, actually,
hey, Gigi was like, "So what do you look at?" You like, "I'm glad you asked." I was like, "Wait, no, really?"
Like, stop. That should be a commercial right there. Oh my god, that's a skit right there. But when your lady asks you this, man, now that is a skit. When your lady asks you this, hire you an attorney. Hire me, Baylor, relationship coach, before he answers that question. Okay.
Hey, Gigi slid that question in so cold.
My shit.
Hey, Drake went white to his phone, like, well, let me tell you. I'm like, wait, no.
Next week, block. Damn.
Man, I was you gotta be having fun, man. Because listen, when you Facebook is my safe space. I don't do free stuff on Facebook. Okay, but it'd still be pop. My class, I like y'all different. Y'all put y'all freaky stuff on Facebook. Your grandmother's on here. That's wild to me. Like, I'm talking about the whole shebang. I'm like, I would never. I am a saint on Facebook. Okay, I damn near can run for election. All right, but on some other stuff, you'll find me. Yeah,
get into your algorithm.
Nah. I'm trying to.
It's not you. It's the Instagram. It's the Instagram.
Yeah, I need to clear them cookies. Okay.
The cookies. You gotta get them cookies out of here.
Them cookies so filthy.
Once I'm done.
Them cookies got all kind of STDs.
Oh no, man! Have y'all watched Alien Earth? That is a good show.
No, I saw it, but I didn't watch it.
Really good show. Really good show. Taylor, did you go see?
Don't ask me. Don't even ask me.
No, you
didn't. Don't even ask me. All right, look, I'm gonna go. I've been stalling because of Marcy ass, but I'm gonna go watch it by myself.
Listen, I think me and Shan talked about it.
Weapons.
Weapons. Have you seen Weapons?
Oh, I did not see it yet. Should I go wait for it to come out in the movie theater, or should I just go?
It's already in the home.
Nah, it ain't even been a month yet.
Well, I'm just saying, like, is it a waiting thing or is it something that I need to go?
No, I was just waiting because Marcy be flip-flopping on. Like, she wants to go see him when that comes out, but don't want to go. But don't want to go see Weapons.
You need to go.
Like, Weapons is more like more. I don't want to even say thriller because him is
the same reason. The same reason. The same reason why she won't go watch Black Phone, which they're coming out with a new Black Phone, by the way.
I saw that.
It's the same reason why she won't watch Weapons, because kids are involved.
Yeah, it would be some wild shit in Weapons, but you would love Weapons. I think Baylor would give it a 10 out of 10.
I can't wait to go see it. But
That's the thing. And like what you're saying, Gigi, should you wait for it to come to streaming? I'm gonna watch Weapons is a movie I'll watch again.
Weapons probably won't be on the streaming services until like October, November, though, right?
Yeah. Because shit, what's that movie? It came out in June. It didn't come out in September, so that's 3 months. 28 years later. About to be on Netflix this month.
Man, that's kind of fast, though.
Fast fuck, ain't it? But do you know they dropping the next one early next year?
Well, it makes sense because the season that we're rolling into, though, too.
Yeah. Spooky season. Mm.
Did you watch it, Finn?
No.
You ain't watched Weapons yet?
No, but I could go this week.
I thought you watched it.
Oh, you told me to, but I didn't watch it yet.
What the fuck?
Okay. So that's what I'll do this week. Like,
I feel like
I'm off.
I feel dirty now. Why? I thought at least one person did what I did. Now I'm the only one by myself doing it.
I saw Sinners. I went to the movie theater to go see Sinners.
Everybody does see Sinners twice, three times.
But I do want to say that, like, interestingly enough, I haven't played it at home.
Oh, shit. I played it a bunch of times at home. But I do say with Sinners, you have to watch it with some good sound and good visual. It's different when you watch it in your guest room.
Yeah.
On television.
Yeah. That surround sound in the movie theater is everything.
Yeah, big time. What y'all gonna be for Halloween this year?
I was thinking about that yesterday.
I'm gonna be Radio Raheem.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I see that. That's dope.
When you do that, like, I just wish if this is clipped, I just want people to watch this because in my mind, I was like, baby, that's what I. What? It was just Drake's facial expression when he had took the tongue out, and I was just like,
"No, I was thinking about that man on the edge of the bed."
I'm lost in several different ways because when he said Radio Raheem, and at first I thought he gonna be Radio, and I'm like, "Boy, you real pushing it on that." you pushing it on that one, G. I was like, I don't know if you should do that, man, but I'm going to laugh.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you definitely pushing it on that one, bro. I'm like, you might want to get a new, like, don't take too many pictures of that one, brother. I was like, but I will support you. Oh God! Like when we say Raheem, I like, ooh, cool. listen. Let me tell you, I can't even say. I used to be able to, my head big and shit now, but I used to be able to touch my tongue. Used to be able to touch my ears a little kid. Crazy. My family used to be like, wild. Yeah. Because everything in your body grows. I used to be able to touch my nose until high school. But man, when that boy said radio, Raheem, I like, who? I was like, ooh.
Wait, I made that face. I was in tears.
Touchdown, coach.
I'm telling you, I said, both of them will be great costumes, man, but one gonna get you in a lot of trouble, brother.
Speaking of that, what do y'all think about Drewski doing whiteface?
Loved it. Hey, that whoever did that man's make, like, one, he does great acting. Once again, I gotta give it to him. You know, Drewski was a kid actor?
No.
Yeah, he was on the Disney movies and stuff. He was on one like gospel rap something show movie or something like that. He was like in a choir.
Fighting Temptation?
Nah, it wasn't that big. It was like Disney straight video. Disney straight home stream or something like that.
I used to love Disney movies that came out on the
But Drewski did a great job with that.
And I couldn't even tell at first.
Well, that's what I'm telling that boy. Whoever did his makeup, like, need to get two raises. Cause that boy does not. He was full of, I don't know, white folks. And really, somebody said best. Drewski is not just a content creator. He is part of CIA now. He could infiltrate KKK with that cop. Boy, he probably. And I believe a lot of white people are mad about it because he was so
comfortable. And then they compared it to the actual white guy. He looked
Just like him.
Jesus.
And the white, listen, man. Listen, I'm like the only person in my family that don't smoke. Because I know all the routine, but I never forget when they. Yeah. This is one Thanksgiving. Was it Christmas or Thanksgiving? I don't say Thanksgiving. Like a bunch of my family members moved into the same neighborhood. They were like less than like 100 meters away from everybody. And. Man, they know me. They know I'm allergic to everything, but my wife is too. We were still dating at this time, and I went over to my auntie's house, and she was like, "You mind if I light up a cigarette?" I'm like, "As long as you crack a window, because this your house, you know." So it's like, you know, and you know, when people who be on cigarettes be addicted to cigarettes and shit, that nicotine be having them in a fucking vice. And they would throw your ass out on fire before they put out the cigarette. But she lit her cigarette up. Then her son came over, lit his cigarette. Then his wife came over, lit her cigarette up. Then my other, like, it was like 5, 6. Man, I'm in that bitch dying. I like, I gotta go, y'all.
That's why you should never say yes. And I think that, like, that was the courtesy for her, because I know that, like, especially like when I used to smoke heavy, that was one thing. Like, if you was gonna be in my car, I actually, like, if you don't, I'm not smoking. I'm not gonna ask
you. Hold on, you smoking the nicotines, like, or you smoking something else?
It depends on the day. Back in the day, now it's something else. In the day, it was a mixture of the both. But I wouldn't, like, if you was in my car and I had, let's say, I picked you up from the airport.
Yeah.
Just because I know that you were, one, I would make sure, like, it's aired out, and two, I just wouldn't do it because you're in the car. It's not saying, like, hey, do you mind if I smoke? Because at that point, I feel like, I know that you don't. Why am I going to put you in a space where now you in this car smelling like you do, and you don't have to, and I can just wait till I get to the destination or wherever I need to go to do?
You're being very considerate.
Man, I had a manager when I was like 16, when I was working at Old Navy, and when they take the money to the bank, they have to have somebody go with them. Man, I used to be that person. Homie lit the cigarette up in the truck. This much, open window. I didn't smoke at that time. So when I would go get my eyes checked, the doctor would be like, you smoke? I said, no. Well, I could tell by your pupils. Because they can tell if you smoke with the, it gets on your eyes. I said,
Wow. God. Yeah, had that. Oh, God. I know my eyes feel like this. Or, like, even if I smile, my eyes close. So I try to, like, keep them open.
What else?
Listen, I'm going to say this with y'all. If you keep your hands shut, I don't know we're going to close out in a second. This is person that, wait, like.
You say that, Drake. This next time going forward, knowing that you don't, the fact that she's being considerate, be honest. Like, I've been, like, just say, I would prefer you not to. And then when you go, they'll figure it out. Or they'll go outside. Because they want you in their space. But you shouldn't have to feel like you're dying slowly. Because now after you said yes to one, seven people showed up. And now you hop by.
I think he was cool with the one, but he ain't no
everybody. Yeah, yeah.
No, it, and I understand that. But that's the thing is that once you see one, the rest will follow.
And I don't think. See, you should have been part of the conversation last night, Gigi. We talked about enablers and enabling culture. Some people don't give a fuck about your feelings. And that was very clear. They were talking about last night. They're like, well, take your ass home then. That's and when he got up there, they and they're like, if I would have spoke out, they're like, oh, well, you can leave.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but the idea is that the courtesy was provided to you first.
Yeah, I know.
It's provided to you first.
Listen, Gigi, I agree with you. But what I'm telling you, they can provide that courtesy. And as soon as they get that, listen, I remember my sister, if she watched this, I love you. I be tearing her cigarettes up and throwing them away. Like, she be trying to light them in front of me. I used to slap them out of her mouth and stuff. Ooh, and she used to get that, look, try to kill me. But I don't care about her. I love her.
No, I know you love her, but she's going to buy another pack, and now you just made her buy another pack.
Yes, I had an ex
that did that to me.
I used to work at.
I'd wake up, and all of them was broke at the top, so I never knew until I opened it. And I said,
I used to work at CVS, and I know the motherfuckers expense. I saw a woman pick. A woman came in to buy milk for her children, and then was like, "You remember this story, Shane?"
No, well, I know she
came in to buy milk for her children. This is right at close. We close like at 8. It is 7:58. She ran and got the milk. She's like, ooh, and give me a pack of Newport Lights. Rung it up. She had like maybe $7 or some change. This stuff came out like 8:05. She looked at me like, hey, can you help? I was like, this is me at 16. No. No, I'm going to see what decision you about to make. No. She like, I'm telling her, like, I said, man, we about to close. She like, oh, I come back in the morning and get the milk. I like,
look at you. You did not save a child. You just let another woman leave with a cigarette.
I was just like.
That's deep, though.
It is deep. What?
That I think that even transcends into you, and that's why you are where you are now.
Like, agreed. Listen.
Like, when no one's watching, you were there.
Yeah. And there was nobody else in there. I just saw that. I went back and locked that door behind. I said, she peed. Like, her kid's about to go hungry tonight. Go put water in this. She legit said, fucking kids.
Yeah.
Wait. Yes. So we have to have another one. There's so many.
We can do this all the time. We just got to make time.
Yeah.
Cause this is Pie Fam. Y'all feel the vibe.
Okay,
y'all feel
all the of our time today was free.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I was, okay, well, we're here now, but I was free on Sunday. But Drake, you were still like kind of back and forth that when they asked me, I just said yes. And then that's when it was just like, is it too loud? I said, damn.
I put myself responsible for Sunday because listen, y'all. I ain't gonna get into it we're recording right now, but I was not a happy person, you know. I'm just gonna say that. But once again, my attorney's not here right now, so I would lock it down.
He running them guns like yo.
No, you're fine because I was already at the spot, and at that point, it would be like super late by the time I got. Because even though I know that the time that the game was over, I didn't think about closing up. cleaning up, things like that. So
me and Faith are on my run. It's okay.
I forgot to say. Oh yeah, and I forgot to say what I was saying earlier. It's a person that be common. It's a mutual. I'll be nice, but this person be having a little slick ass mouth. You ain't pretty. Shut up. I don't like ugly people with ugly attitudes. That bothers me a lot.
In my mind, I feel like I know who you're speaking on.
In my mind, I don't know, but I'm just gonna say.
We'll find out. I want to see if you can guess it.
And they stay posting their selfies. I'm just like. There's one person that wants this, and it's not us.
I'm telling when I'm talking, I'll be like, ooh. Like, soft.
No, I don't know, and I hope I, well.
Now they are coming in, Moby, soft.
Oh, Jan, no. End of live. We got to close it out, Jan. We got to close out the conversation, baby.
And we like, we did have topics. I was just like,
we hit on plenty of topics. They were just so fluid. Transition was a little bumpy on a couple. Yeah. But we got there.
Yeah. I had to take the opportunity. Well, this is our pod, fam. We definitely need to do more of these. I'm Shan. That's Drake. Baylor. Gigi. And you'll get these clips. And things, this whole episode will be on She Gets a Pod. If y'all want it, let me know. I'll drop it in the group.
Imagine bringing to everything culture too, but you know how we be doing. Okay. We still got to get some editing software. But we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
Right. And don't forget.
Let us know where y'all put that body part.
End the live. It's just stop the recording. Damn.